Levitt, shutdown layoffs are necessary because U.S. is $37 trillion in debt. By Nick Gilbertson on October 3, 2025. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said Friday that layoffs are necessary amid the Democrat-forced government shutdown because of the United States' exorbitant debt and absence of money flowing into federal coffers. During her second press briefing of the week, Leavitt matter-of-factly answered a reporter who asked why layoffs were necessary. Because we have an administration and we have a president who are wholeheartedly focused on restoring fiscal sanity to our government and doing the right thing by the American taxpayer, Leavitt detailed. We are $37 trillion in debt. And the federal government is currently shut down. There is no more money coming into the federal government's coffers. And as you've also seen since the beginning, in January, this administration is focusing on waste, fraud, and abuse, she added. Leavitt said that Democrats have saddled the administration with the unenviable choice of selecting where to make cuts to keep essential government services running. The White House has already announced several significant funding freezes, including halting $18 billion and $2.1 billion for infrastructure projects in New York City and Chicago, respectively, since Democrats forced a government shutdown on Wednesday. Director of the Office of Management and Budget Russ Vought also announced on Wednesday that the administration was canceling nearly $8 billion in funding for the left-wing Green New scam. On September 19, House Republicans passed a clean continuing resolution, with no strings attached, to keep the government open into November. But all but three Senate Democrats voted to block the bill yet again on Friday. Meanwhile, most Senate Democrats are seeking to pass a CR that would require Medicaid to pay more for emergency care provided to illegal aliens than Medicaid does for American patients who are disabled, elderly, or children, as Leavitt noted.